Having addressed yourself in comedy, but thoroughly, to the answer to life and the universe and indeed everything, do you, Douglas, have a belief in God?
No, absolutely not. No, I am very much a radical atheist, which is interesting. I mean, I do firmly say I'm an atheist and not an agnostic. It was quite an interesting progression for me, because I was brought up very much as a Christian and was very strongly so. I mean, I was the sort of chapel warden and sacristan and so on at school and all that kind of thing, and really sort of took it terribly seriously. I think what began to bother me was the fact that when I was at school, I was taught history really rather well. We were taught logic. We were taught physics very well. We were taught all sorts of logical subjects really rather well. And what we were always taught was how to spot fallacies in arguments, how to construct arguments properly, how to spot when shortcuts are being taken, and just logical fallacies and so on. And at the same time, one's being taught religion, and you can't help notice that all of the things you're being taught in every other field militate absolutely against this, against the way you're taught religion. It's as if a door closes and you're suddenly told, no, you can't ask questions here. I know this may sound absurd, but it's therefore your job to accept it. And you're something to hang about. I mean, I guess I hadn't really formulated that sort of thinking yet in my mind, but what triggered it was coming across a street corner evangelist. And dutifully, I stopped and listened to him. And gradually, the sort of cold sense went up and down my spine as it began to be borne ineluctably upon me that he was talking complete nonsense. And so there was a sort of battle going on in my mind that this, I should be dutifully accepting this. On the other hand, it was clearly nonsense. So I gradually sort of slipped into being an agnostic. When I say agnostic, I mean being agnostic is often shorthand for don't really know and I'm not really going to think about it. But I did spend many years thinking about it. And I think the thing that enabled me to sort of emerge at the other end of agnosticism as a thoroughgoing atheist was actually reading Richard Dawkins' books and suddenly seeing what an extraordinary, fantastic, inexhaustibly rich and complex universe this was, and how the explanations for it offered by religion were piffling little man-made answers that were really very, very small and unimaginative. And that was an enormous shock of understanding for me. When I remember having a fascinating conversation 3 or 4 years ago with Robert Hind, who was the master of St. John's College, Cambridge, and a very, very leading zoologist. And we were talking about the subject of God at one point. And I said, it's interesting, it seems to me, that a certain number of physicists believe in God, but I didn't find many others. And he said, well, the interesting thing about that is if you're a biologist, you actually understand how life works and you know that no other explanation is A, required, and B, any other explanation merely sort of gets in and muddles it all up. So we're used to that. So no self-respecting, no biologist worth his salt remotely thinks there's a God. On the other hand, physicists are used daily to thinking about things that are thinking complete fantasy, so they don't really have so much difficulty with it. But the thing is, I mean, a lot of people think that the scientific view, there's an awful lot of anti-science at the moment. People are very suspicious of science because they're suspicious of technology and they're suspicious of what they see as being reductionism, and reductionism is thought to be a rude word because it suggests that the universe is something sort of soulless and mechanical. But what has been absolutely fascinating to me is the understanding that the process by which enormous simplicity achieves enormous complexity is the most gripping and enthralling and exciting and intellectually stimulating and challenging vision there is. So far from rendering the universe thereby sort of soulless or bleak, it makes one feel that the fact that one has 70, 80, 90, whatever it is, years of living in this extraordinary thing and having the opportunity to come to terms with some tiny little corner of it and some tiny little vision of the vast complexity, which you can scarcely consider. You know, it's worth 70 years of anybody's time, as far as I'm concerned.